This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. China says it's looking into and verifying the situation after U.S. officials said a suspected Chinese surveillance balloon was spotted over U.S. airspace Thursday. A spokesperson for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs said at a daily briefing on Friday, China is a responsible country and has always strictly abided by international laws, and China has no intention to violate the territory and airspace of any sovereign country. Meantime, U.S. Defense Department officials say it is too risky to shoot down the large Chinese spy balloon spotted over the western United States. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman in Washington.
A senior defense official on Thursday told reporters the government has very high confidence that the large high-altitude balloon is from China and is flying over sensitive sites in the western United States to collect information. Among the states it has been floating above is Montana, where one of the country's three nuclear missile silo fields is located at Malmstrom Air Force Base. A decision has been made not to shoot it down, according to officials, because of the potential risk to people on the ground. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. has finally agreed to send longer-range bombs to Ukraine. We get more on that story from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The U.S. is expected to announce on Friday that it will provide ground-launched small-diameter bombs as part of a $2 billion aid package. For the first time, the package is expected to include equipment to connect all the different air defense systems that Western allies have rushed to the battlefield in Ukraine. The goal is to integrate them into Ukraine's own air defenses to help it better defend against Russia's continued missile attacks. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
This is VOA News. The United Nations and humanitarian partners have launched an appeal for $751 million to meet the urgent needs of 5.7 million people in Mali. A UN spokesperson made the announcement Thursday, saying more than half of those in need are women and children. The UN says Mali faces multidimensional crises fueled by insecurity, conflict, climate change, and a lack of access to basic services. It says its needs have increased by 17% compared to last year. Pope Francis wraps up an emotional visit to the Democratic Republic of Congo on Friday and heads to neighboring South Sudan, another nation struggling to overcome decades of conflict and grinding poverty. The country's woes were underscored on the eve of his arrival when 27 people were killed in South Sudan's central equatorial state in tit-for-tat violence between cattle herders and a local militia. The Pope is set to arrive in South Sudan Friday from the DRC, hoping to jolt a peace process aimed at ending a decade of conflict. Peruvian President Dina Boluarte has been pushing forward a new bill to hold elections this year in a bid to calm protests around the country, as a fractured Congress repeatedly failing to come to an agreement after weeks of political infighting. The bill, seen by a Reuters news agency, proposes holding congressional and presidential elections in October this year, with elected officials taking power in late December. In other news, AP correspondent Margie Zeraletta reports on what's ahead on music's big night, the Grammys.
Beyonce has been nominated 8 times for the Record of the Year Grammy and never won it. Break My Soul is nominated this year. Beyonce leads the Grammy nominations with 9. Performances include tributes to Christine McVie of Fleetwood Mac, Loretta Lynn, and Takeoff of Migos, and an all-star celebration of 50 years of hip-hop. Singer Kim Petras says she's preparing to be in the moment for her performance.
I really want to remember it for the rest of my life. I don't know if I'll ever be back.
The Grammys will air live on CBS. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Thousands of frustrated people in the U.S. state of Texas shivered in their homes without power for a second day Thursday after ice brought down power lines, mostly around the capital, Austin. The deep freeze has been blamed for at least 10 traffic deaths on slick roads this week in Texas, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. And even as Texas finally began thawing out Thursday, a new Arctic front from Canada head towards the northeastern U.S., threatening the New England region with potentially the coldest weather in decades. For more news, join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.